Welcome to the Meb Faber Show, where the focus is on helping you grow and preserve your wealth. Join us as we discuss the craft of investing and uncover new and profitable ideas, all to help you grow wealthier and wiser. Better investing starts here.
Meb Faber is the co-founder and chief investment officer at Cambria Investment Management. Due to industry regulations, he will not discuss any of Cambria's funds on this podcast. All opinions expressed by podcast participants are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of Cambria Investment Management or its affiliates. For more information, visit CambriaInvestments.com.
Welcome, my friends. Today is a very special episode. We're sharing our five most popular episodes from 2022. I know it's hard to listen to every episode, so we have the most downloaded episodes for you all right here. If you click the link in the description, you can jump to the episode you want to listen to, but we suggest all five. Here they are, top five in no specific order. Number one, in August, we were joined by both Rob Arnott and Professor Cam Harvey to hear why they didn't expect inflation to go down as quickly as the market was pricing at the time. Number two, only one person made it to the show twice this year, and that's none other than Whitney Baker. After she previewed the macro landscape back in January, we had to have her back on the show to give us an update on how she sees the world today. Number three, energy prices soared in the first half of 2022 and have since cooled off, but I spoke with my man Harris Kupperman, who you may know as Cuppy, in October on why he's as bullish on the sector as he could possibly be. Number four, soon after FTX filed for bankruptcy, I spoke with famed short seller Mark Cohodes, who talked about the red flags he saw on Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX earlier this year before it all went down. Number five, back in June, I spoke with the geopolitical expert Peter Zion on the implications of deglobalization, depopulation, and the Russia-Ukraine war, and of course, snowball margarita recipes. As a reminder, scroll down to the show notes for the link to all of these episodes, or just scroll through your podcast player to find them in the feed from earlier this year. We already have a huge lineup to kick off 2023, so if you enjoyed the show this year, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify. And be sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. We're always open to ideas, feedback, and questions from the audience. So if you have anything you want to tell us, shoot us an email at feedback@themebfabershow.com. And all I want for Christmas is for you to share the episode and the show with just one other person. Thanks to everyone for a great 2022. And we wish you and your family a healthy, happy, and profitable 2023. Podcast listeners will post show notes to today's conversation at mebfaber.com/podcast. If you love the show, if you hate it, shoot us feedback at themebfabershow.com. We love to read the reviews. Please review us on iTunes and subscribe to the show anywhere good podcasts are found. Thanks for listening, friends, and good investing. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Cambria Shareholder Yield ETF, ticker symbol SYLD. SYLD is an actively managed ETF targeting value stocks that also rank highly on a metric called shareholder yield, which combines dividends and net buybacks. Visit www.cambriafunds.com/SYLD to learn more. To determine if this fund is an appropriate investment for you, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risk factors, charges, and expense before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's full or summary prospectus, which may be obtained by calling 855-383-4636, also ETF info, or visiting our website at www.cambriafunds.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing or sending money. The Cambria ETFs are distributed by Alps Distributors, Inc., 1290 Broadway, Suite 1000, Denver, Colorado, 80203, which is not affiliated with Cambria Investment Management LP, the investment advisor for the fund. There's no guarantee the fund will achieve its investment goal. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. High-yielding stocks are often speculative, high-risk investments. The underlying holdings of the fund may be leveraged, which will expose the holdings to higher volatility and may accelerate the impact of any losses. These companies can be paying out more than they can support and may reduce their dividends or stop paying dividends at any time, which could have a material adverse effect on the stock price of these companies and the fund's performance. Investments in smaller companies typically exhibit higher volatility. Narrowly focused funds typically exhibit higher volatility. The fund is managed using proprietary investment strategies and processes. There can be no guarantee these strategies and processes will produce the intended results and no guarantee that the fund will achieve its investment objective. This could result in the fund's underperformance compared to other funds with similar investment objectives. There is no guarantee dividends will be paid. Diversification may not protect against market loss.
Shareholder yield refers to how much money shareholders receive from a company that is in the form of cash dividends, net stock repurchases, and debt reduction. Buybacks are also known as share repurchases. When a company buys its own outstanding shares to reduce the number of shares available on the open market, thus increasing the proportion of shares owned by investors. Companies buy back shares for a number of reasons, such as increase the value of remaining shares available by reducing the supply or to prevent other shareholders from taking a controlling stake.